wanted to get right to the beginning about the Seder portion. Let's begin. It's here to the 11 and 12. Well, let's go, Arnie. We know that there's a mitzvah there of double matzahs, big matzahs. And one must eat 5 kazesim of matzah on the Mel Seder. 2 kazesim for the slot of mutz matzah. 2 kazesim for the slot of tzakul. And 1 for what? And 1 for korek. 2 plus 2 plus 1 is 5. That's a limit. Please write this down. Not other things. The 5 kazesim. Erev tofu matzahs. And therefore, if you have a machine baked, a kazayis is 3/4. If you have a hand baked, it's a half a kazayis, half a matzah. You got that? You have to eat 5 kazayisim. You have the slots. Maybe you'll have to have 2 for the for tzafun, but somebody showed him cheduce. That's why I tell you 2 plus 1 plus 2. 2 of mutz matzah, 1 of karek, and 2 of what? Tzafun. Machine baked is what? 3/4. And hand baked is half. You do the math, guys. In the midst of your rice, spare a couple of matzahs. I'm pleased to be showing you which slot. I'm pleased to be showing you which slot is in your rice. And you have to fulfill the sheetahs.
The
machine is
how much?
The machine is, his eyes are 3/4. Hand bake is half. Now, Ramayisa, you say the bracha of Alachilis Matzah. It has to go on what? Theoretically, Korech and also what? Theoretically, it goes on Korech and also what? And on Tzafun. So the Shalach says you shouldn't talk. That's Mamash, a very big chumrah. The Chaim used to hold this chumrah. It means you have these cousins you have at the Seder you haven't seen in weeks, months. Yeah, so we don't usually have that chumrah. What you should at least do, says Mr. Brewer, is you're machmir not to talk till after Kurek. Till after Kurek, that at least you can try to do. You follow me? So you should make the instructions of everyone in your household that they should at least what? Tell them how to do Korach, tell them how to do Maror beforehand, so you don't have to talk in the middle. You follow me?
You can talk with Sarah Kranzba.
Yeah, but it's better not to. You know, it's a good horror, but you're not allowed to do that in between the Brach and the actual Maisa, so.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
That heck of talking to Sarah Kranzba doesn't help you between the Brach and the actual initial thing. Here, the initial thing is eating. You follow me? So that's not going to help you here, John.
I'm saying,
you understand what I just said?
Yeah.
In the midst of eating, you can do it. Well,
no, but
Rebbe,
I'm saying, yes. For, let's say I need to be like, oh, who's going to do, who's going to say Zeichel Mikdash Kehillah for everyone?
You plan it out before. Plan it out before you say Motzim, before you say Motzim Nars. That's what I'm saying. Plan it out.
There's obviously
everyone should say it on their own. We always say Shemei Kohen and Throth HaGodif. But ideally, everyone should say a long magid along with the leader. But that's the push of shot. It should be said along with the leader. That's the pashtus. Okay? So, if you don't want to be machmir with the shlach kodesh, at least you should be machmir l'maisa. That is, you go on what? You go on kodesh l'maisa. Okay? That's the chiddush I want to bring out. Everyone follow me? That's the chiddush I want to bring out l'maisa. Now, let's discuss now what is better, hand-baked matzahs or machine-baked, which is better. So, from the perspective of chametz, machine-baked is better, because the machines never make mistakes. There's never any chametz. The machines, there's never any what? There's never any mistakes with the machines, so therefore there's never going to be a chametz in there. You follow what I'm saying? Who is everyone today? You put it on the chat? I mean, come on. Not in the chat already. Where is everybody? Chair chick? What, Sarah chick? Sarah chick's like the NCAA tournament. Oh, you think you'd be like the NCAA?
Bigger.
Not for me. Not for you guys that are here. No, it's not. Proud of you guys.
Cover's not a game, Rebbe.
said, come on, are you kidding me? I said this year for I spoke to the smoking boys. That's only where it's important for the thyroid, right? I get in the shirt on Thursday.
How long are
4 o'clock, not three, is all he has. We had to tell him at three. It was four, it was. 4 to 4:20. So the mice comes out, which is better. So from the perspective of Chometz, the Sheen is much better. Instead of the of age, you used to have the Sheen of age smooth. Halacha l'maaseh. However, from the perspective of the Shema, where you actually bake it, from the perspective of the Shema, l'maaseh, it's better to what? It's better to put your chavivius into the mitzvah. You press the button. You should do it yourself. You should bake it. So the perspective of the Shema, hand bake is better. That's the give and take. So let's give a few nafkaminas that emerge between when you manufacture this type of matzah. Number one is, can a goy be involved in any of the supervision process? So the Taz writes that there's a famous principle in our Masechta of Beis Hanav that he saw Omer Agabav, that a Jew could supervise a goy in certain areas. So the Taz says that's good for the following steps. There's a few steps when you talk about baking matzah. The katsir, the harvesting of the wheat. Number two, the klina, the grinding. Number three is the what? Lisha, the kneading. And number four is the afia, the baking. So it could very well be that for the first two steps, a goy could be involved, a Jew supervising. But the last two steps have to be exclusively by you. Rabbi Soloveitch, the Tzar Rebbe, used to stand on the tractors when they would cut the wheat. You have the concept of Yisrael Omer, he didn't cut the wheat, but he watched the goyim cut the wheat because of the principle of Yisrael Omer al Gaba. Because of this principle of a Jew supervising a goy, because it could be you can make the following split. The first two steps are concerned for chametz. The last two steps are what? Are the din of the Shema. You must imbue in this wafer, it becomes a matzah. And therefore, under the third formulation, Kudushiran says, Achibu, I have to show my endearment for the mitzvah. My endearment for the mitzvah. My love for the mitzvah. The three approaches to the din of shmartus on matzahs. Number one is to make sure there's no chametz. Number two is to what? Is to input, to invoke the din of the shema. And number three is chibu, to show your endearment, your love for the mitzvah. So Lamaisa, that might be one nafkamina. Can a goy be involved at all? And a goy could be involved in the first two steps, but the third and fourth has to be exclusively a yid. Because a goy cannot manufacture lishma. A daita de nafshikov. He does it for himself. Yes, Binyamin.
What about like a prospective year? So they're
really
Jewish and they're learning
themselves
and
until he's a gear, until he's a Jew, he's a goy. A goy bummer. Very good kasha. Now what happens, what's the other context in halakha we have matzahs, besides for Seder? Does anyone else know, give me two other contexts where we have matzah? Go ahead. Korban Toda. What else? Another Korban. Korban Nazar. What happens if you have double kavanah when you bake the matzahs? That I want to do for the Seder for a Korban Toda or Nazar. Would that be good? So if you hold the whole purpose of it is to make sure there's no fermentation, chametz, then why not? But if you hold Lishma, then it's got to be exclusively for what? That's a Ram's Lashon Duvad. Ram's has got to be exclusively for what? For matzah. And therefore the Rambam holds that the din of Lishma, you can't have the double kavana, would not work. What about for Kairik? Do you have to have the Shmura matzah for a Torah? It's about really Rambam the Rif. We pass him, yes. You must have Shmura matzah l'maisa, even in the slot of Kairik. And I recommend strongly that you should not have on the table non-Shmura matzah for the Seder, because the bottom line is someone might end up eating it. So we should only have Shmura matzah, whether it's machine-baked or hand-baked, on the table for the Shmura matzah, because we passing Kairik even needs a Shmura matzah. Now what's the lumpness regarding that? Because Kairik is a tenai. Bayrek, you're actually reenacting the Korban Pesach in a sense. The Korban Pesach was eaten with what? The Korban Pesach was eaten matzah and mara, condiments. Instead of ketchup and mustard with the hot dog, with the Korban Pesach there was what? There was matzah and mara. Those were the condiments. So when the matzah is serving as a condiment, do you need lishma? You have to make sure it was not fermented, of course. But do you need lishma? Maybe one could say you only need lishma. And I only show my hibuf to something when it's the chefs of a mitzvah. But when it's a kanai lamaisa, maybe I don't need the what? I don't need to show my hibuf. You follow me? What is the nature of the mitzvah shvartim samatzi? That's what we're driving at. What is the nature of that mitzvah? So it could be in the slot of what? It could be then in the slot of Kairich, maybe I don't have to show my hibuf to it tonight. But it's a dinner for it in Chimus. Chometz, it's a din in the chefsa, you're going to need the what? You're going to need to have what? Have the lishma. So we pass him the mice, so you need to have the shmur mice, and I would suggest to you that Moshe Soloveitchik, that's how the Rav's father was a dyke in the Rambam, and not only did he need shmur on the first, on the two sedari, he needed for the lunches. He needed for the lunches, the first two days of Yom for lunch. You have to have shmur mice for lunch as well. And then the Vilna Gaon extends it to the whole what? The whole peso. You need a kiyum, there's a kiyum, you need a shmur matzah. I eat shmur matzah, you never only on the peso. Why is there no bracha on the kiyum matzah? That's a kasha. The Baal Mor asks. The Baal Mor asks the kasha. The Gaon asks the kasha. But the lights, you have to work on the kasha. Because by Leshi Basukha, you say a bracha throughout all the week. Why didn't you say a bracha on the kiyum matzah throughout the week? That's the Baal Mor's kasha. And the Gaon's kasha, Lamaisa. That's the Baal Mor's kasha and the Gaon's kasha, Allah Lamaisa. So this is something that you have to be able to understand the importance of the Shmura Mat to make a decision with either Shmura and Shmura or Mitzvah, but it better be Shmura. And as I said, I recommend it should be on the table, non Shmura, but should be on the same level. Okay? Now, egg matzahs, Lamaisa, according to the Rambam, you can have for the Seder, believe it or not. But we don't postulate the Rambam. Ashkenaz are like the Ramah. And egg matzahs you're not allowed to have unless a person is a cholah, unless someone's sick. They write it in little letters there. Unless someone's a cholah lamaisa, because it could very well be the two types of chametz nuksha. What type of chametz is there? Chametz gomer, the person eats a type karis, piece of bread, or schnapps, liquefied chametz type karis. What else is there? There's chametz tarubis for mice. Tarubis is a mixture. Also awesome for mice. It's a lav and a feder. Chametz nuksha is two forms. Chametz nuksha is either that the bread is totally moldy, it's terrible, or the second form of chametz nuksha is that the chametz pras was stunted in the middle. It was stunted in the middle, and therefore it was stunted in the middle. Therefore, it's labeled as nuksha. And that's what we assume egg matzahs are. It's stunted in the middle. It might become as nuksha. So because of that, that's why the only people that have egg matzahs are chayil shimbos hakonim. So if the chayil shimbos can't function properly, there might be a heter. But generally, we're not allowed to have egg matzahs at all. A lot of mice are near offensive too as well. Because the whole thing is nuksha. So an Ashkenazi should not have the chayil nuksha at all. Unlike the Rambam, which is the original egg matzahs. Because the Gemara says that matzah shira, rich man's matzah, is shemen yayin. What else? Chalav. Shemen yayin, chalav, and what? Vash. Those four things you put in matzah makes it matzah shira. Eggs was not one of those four. That's why Ram says egg matzah. The Rav used to say all the time. Ram says you can be yotze the same with egg matzahs. So we don't hold like that all the time. As I said, the Ramon is only egg matzah coming for a whole chambers of hunger. Now, what do you do if you're a whole, the guy can't have wheat? So usually they have the spelt matzah.
Oat matzah.
Oat matzah, spelt matzah. Shiloh with the oats, he's got to look into whether the oats are real oats. But Sheffield's oats are not real oats. Like oatmeal, he doesn't say, Mazonia son. He doesn't think that's the oats of the Gemara. So you got to check that out with the Ramon. I recommend spelt. To make sure that you relate to time the mitzvah. There is a notion that my real rights, ideally, should have matzah from Kita, should be made from, because wheat is Michael Odom. So Omer is Michael Behemoth. So we're predicting that even though the Korban Omer on Pesach was made of blood barley, but 49 days later, the Korban Shavuos is still looking at a week. Every day of the Omer was supposed to traverse to be a spiritual human being, not an animal. And that's what Mechlad Damnusa, the Balatani discussed at great length, that Matz is Mechlad Damnusa. Mechlad Damnusa, Matz and Amun, you're talking in Hashem. A child doesn't recognize the parents until they appreciate Tam Dogan. So appreciation of Hakadosh Baruch Hu for mice. We're predicting that it was going to happen, says the Balatani. So that's why the minute is to have only wheat. Unless you have an allergy, you have to rely on spelt. Allah Lamais. Osa said you gotta check it out, Allah Lamais.
He says in the Shulchan
Aruch. The Ramah says the Ma'at. The Ramah looks in the Ma'at. Ideally, it should be made a week, the Ma'at. Right.
The altar, he says in the Shulchan
Aruch. Nechlad Damnusa, the Balatani, yes. Nechlad Damnusa. Yeah, yes, go ahead, Binyamin. Binyamin Jack, go ahead. Not on Pesach.
Why on Pesach?
If the Rav Avadia writes, the bracha changes on Pesach. That's what's so unique. Rav Avadia is a chew, but that matzah throughout the year is the zoinus, but on Pesach, that's what you eat. That's the bread. Yet the Svatsamit says you have to own the matzahs. You have a guest for the Seder. You have a guest for the Seder, the notion of the makrit, violence. The makrit of violence, the matzah. You have to makrit the violence in the matzah. I can't hear you. The makrit of violence, you have to own it. Now the Ron in the Durham says if you have a guest over and he eats it, that's as if you're giving it over to him. But there is a chumrah that before Pesach, if you have a guest over, you should be makrit and violence, just like a lulav you have to own. Finishes a mat you have to own as well. So if you're coming over, the mice, you got to make sure that halachah you're fully properly. Now, this is regarding all the matzahs that we need to discuss. You have to make sure you have lechem mishnu, which means two in one. You have three matzahs, one for kohen levi yisrael, and you break the middle one. And then the bigger portion you want, who remembers? The bigger portion you have, or the smaller portion you have? What'd you say? Bigger one you hide, right? The Yamas. So what do? You say the bracha and you have to eat one. If you have a machlokes, see lechem mishnah, how does lechem mishnah relate to lechem oni? Lechem mishnah is a suit of you need two full logs, but also lechem oni you need broken things, you do two and a half. Some sheep this pencil says you do not and a half. We hold two and a half. And you have to remember to do a saver. If you eat the matzah without a seder, you're not yotze. None of you yotze mean a third. So how do you do a seder? Like this. That physical demonstration. To the left. If you don't do it, if you put pillows or a lift, you might have to remind yourself. But make sure you don't eat it without a seder, because you're not yotze. You have to eat it again. You're going to be tough. Right? It's tough enough to eat. You don't eat all the kizetzim. That's good. Tough enough to eat all the kizetzim. When you drink the what? When you drink the wine, and when you eat the matzah, you do that seder. Now, some say, well, I say, even during the Haggadah, the Miri says even during the Haggadah, we'll discuss that as we come towards the Pesach more. And it could be even during Shulchan Aruch, things like that. But for the mice, at least you have to remember, you need a seder for the matzah and the drink of the wine. What about for Kairit? Also, you need a seder. What about for Marur? No, Marur, that's a bit of a joke. Marur, that could be a seder on. Marur is remembering the tears. So the mice, any other questions about the answer? I see we have matzah. We have covered matzah now. I want to move tomorrow. You got it? Everyone have it cleared by matzah? Rashi is the great Goyim, makes his own matzahs in Yerufesah based on Rashi and Tzokim Daf Nuna Mid Aleph. That's really risky. After Chatzos, you mess up, it's chametz. You can't have chametz after Chatzos. There's a lot. You eat a chametz on Pesach five cards. After Pesach, after Chatzos, you eat a lot. So he bakes it, I think, in the old city of Pesach. that's what Chatzot is. There is a dinyan because that's what they do. And they sing Hallel. They sing Hallel when they do it. The Shkita is part of it. That's a beautiful thing. I've never seen it done. I've never seen it done before. Why did they maybe see it this year? I don't think it's going to happen. So this is very important. Any other specific questions about my aspect? Yeah, they did it together. What are you doing? Did you ask your parents? What are you doing about the monsters? They're not going to answer. So what are you doing? You're coming to our house and saying to you, what are you watching the monsters? You get it together. You're not hungry. Did you see? Yeah, go ahead, Jennifer Linder.
Similar shirts,
I see.
Same shirt.
It's unbelievable.
Same shirt.
Similar shirts. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Well, for sure. For Hashem, it's possible now to have soft matzah.
The stuff that's like lava, you mean?
That's smart of me.
I don't think you should.
Why not?
I don't think you should. Many of the soft Ashkenazi. That's covering boxing. Yes, Mayor House. Mayor's asking me, if it's left alone, why is it so expensive?
This year it's $45. That's because like we don't have
to compete as
we did like last year.
When we say less money, man, we really have a deficit. We don't mean about how much gas to sell out.
It's $45 from last year. This year is much more.
we don't mean how much gas to sell out. We mean we got a deficit. Okay, let's that's mine. We got it for we got it? Okay. Let's move on now. We talked about the Bucks last week about some people are mocking on that. Let's talk about now Mara. Let's go right to Mara. Ready? Let's go right to Mara. Mishnah talking about the Tessim and Albert lists off the types of Mara. So let's say the top three, and I mean the top three, because the post from saying the Seder is best for Mishnah, the best one is first, second, third. The best one is romaine lettuce, guys. Romaine lettuce. Now, Marv is about to say it's going to hold on because there's no part of the pest. But you know what? Eating one bug is going to six lavin. So you must take the time to wash the romaine lettuce really well to make sure that there are no what? To make sure there are no bugs. If you soak it in water for 24 hours, it's awesome. Why? Because it's considered kovish kim bushel. And you can't have bar that's cooked. So you can't soak it 24 hours in water. You have to rinse it in water. Some people go ahead and say, oh, I'll rinse it in water for 24 hours and get it off completely. Might get it off completely, but it's kovish kim bushel. And kovish kim bushel is a problem, alach l'maaseh. Pickling is like cooking. I have a better idea. I'll put it in vinegar. Dip it in vinegar for a second. That's also a problem, kovish kim bushel. So you can't do it in water for 24 hours. You can't do it in vinegar for a minute. So listen, that's called kovish kim bushel. It's called pickling. So you can't have cooked butter. So you have to be able to spend the time and rinse it well, make sure you get all the bugs off, and you have to make sure you need a kazayasin butter for butter and a kazayasin koret. That means a lot of leaves of lettuce. They have these charts to be able to determine it, but make sure it's good for you to have them on the lettuce, the shmash from lettuce, but even though it's cries, it's bitter, and you make sure you need a kazayasin. Very important. Open one side for the slot of butter, one side. What's that for the slot of curry? What's the second level? Grain. And when I say grain, I don't mean the ones that cook a fish throughout the week. Rob Chavez, you know, with the, you know, the purple stuff,
the
red stuff,
the beat
stuff. That's not what I'm talking about in the mission. What I'm talking about is taking the root and you grade it, you put it in a food processor, and you get shreddings of the root. That's the second level, guys. That, you're taking it from not the stalk. The stalk is not layered. The stalk is up. The stalk is not green, but the leaves are green. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, are you?
Schefter,
I can't hear you.
I think of Schefter, but horseradish is not really from our mental condition.
Never heard you say it. The root? Never said the root?
The root is not.
Never heard you say it. Never heard you say
not,
it.
He's
you hear it from yourself?
I heard this from him. Like in the he was giving a share. I mentioned that. He quoted some article, from that little figure. And
Meaning you throw it, it is. I'm not talking about the red stuff with the
No,
he
said the
horseradish. I'm talking about the horseradish root.
He said the root.
Not the stalk,
I know.
But the root itself.
Man, he said the root is not actually. He said the Mishnah, they're all deep.
Interesting. That's usually the second way of structure. Are you saying we're checking not that way? Meaning you throw it is. We have the, well, that's number one, and number two, we have the leaf. And number three is endives. No idea what they are. Whatever they are, they are. That's the third on the road. That's the luck of Marer, the Meisel. This is the luck of Marer. They have to make sure the fertility for Kazayas. One Kazayas in the slot of what? Marer, another one in the slot of what? Let's move on now to Harosis. Let's get to Harosis, okay? And then we got a break, we got 3 to 11 next. 11 to 12. We gotta go bite the mori. Bite the bag mori. Right? Just a bit.
This is what endives are.
Endives. You look already a lot like the main lettuce to
all of them. All the ones in the
interesting.
They're
much greener. Interesting. The same thing with Bosnian Romaine lettuce. It starts off sweet but ends up bitter. That was our experience in the trying. So let's go right to Chalosis, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Then we got a Spuseda. I'll show you, I'm right up the Marmon Kaibis, but I want you to go right through the road of the place. Let's get it. Chalosis, a lot of people don't understand it. Zeke with three things, Zeke or Dom, Zeke with feet. Zekel of Dan, Zekel of Pete, and Zekel of what? What? Zekel of Dan, remember the Dan, Zekel of Pete, the mourner, and Zekel of Tapuok. Tapuok is where they procreate, yes? Now, Rav Shekhar pointed out, can you place in the kindness, get it? This is noise, the mice. Where is it coming from, the sound? But Lamaisa, listen to this, guys. The Shepherd said based on things in Titus that Tapuok means an orange, citrus fruit. So the Shepherd thinks it's a mistake to put apples in Harosis. It's a mistake. They didn't have apples in the Middle East during the times of Canaan. Apple and Eve is a Christian theology. We don't believe in that. That's why it said orange. Now, I'm not saying you have to cause it to make your mom nuts, but at least you should add in oranges. We don't even have apples, we just have oranges.
What if you have
citrus,
red,
but it's strong.
What do you say? You don't have to make your mom nuts. The recipe is almonds, nuts, what else? Figs, give me the sulfur, wine.
You make it thick and you pour it in, you mix it up. And Lamaisa, according to the Ramah, there's an inni to eat the what? Harosis. Where do you eat it? You don't eat it through Shulchan Aruch. You don't eat it with the cosmic mistakes. No, you don't know. You put it in, you shake it off. And then a Torah, you put it in, you shake it off. You don't eat it then. You eat it during Shulchan Aruch. That's when you eat it. You eat it when you do Shulchan Aruch. That's the bit. You follow what I'm saying? You eat it when you do Shulchan Aruch. A lot of people make that mistake. Bilay, Matzah, Mar, and Harosis all together. So it seems like what? There's a mitzvah achila, but during Shulchan Aruch. You follow what I'm saying?
Because
you can go eat the korach. Takes away from the matzah tomorrow.
Part of the sandwich.
No, you can shake it in. You dip it in, you shake it off. Mar, you dip it in, you shake it off. That's the kiddush. This is the kiddush I want to bring out from us. And that's what the recipe that Texas gives. Now, there is no bronch on Carosa. Why not? So my question is whether it's a mitzvah or not. And if Lozman Tzolik says a mitzvah, come say it's not a mitzvah. Just for what medicinal purpose? To kill the worms. There's two types of worms, right? Some worms are kosher, some worms are not, Texas says. You know, no one wants worms in the kishkas, whether they're kosher or not. So you need to pour it in. So if it's not as we're all clean, maybe you don't need it. We don't possibly. We possibly those are the tzadik. Raman appears in Mishnah said it was a bracha on Achilles Chalosis. He backed out of that. He also backed out of the fact that he had eyes. He backed out of both of those. But there is a notion of eating it. The Ramah writes that an Erev Pesach, you know you're not allowed to do? An Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the matzah. Yes, we all know that. He also said you're not allowed to eat an Erev Pesach what? Anything that's part of Chalosis. You have to eat it with the oven. So if you have almonds and nuts, you're not allowed to fish, you're not allowed to eat those Erev Pesach, you're supposed to eat the Chalosis with the oven. But you only eat the Chalosis in the slot of Shulchan Aruch. You don't need to eat more in Kedrin. This is nature of the mitzvah. I'll read you the recipe that place it says of Chalosis, Kukid Dalin of an Alvin, which is talking. It says the favors, he says, you ready? He says, amazing thing, he says, I can't stop the noise. My plate is in the Gemara.
Maybe.
Yes. Kuf Tetzayin. Kuf Tetzayin, maybe. Yeah, you're right. Kuf Tetzayin. Excellent. He says the reason why you do it is Rimon, it's a Rimon. Pomegranate. Ain't a thing. Yes? Egg goes nuts. Skating. So you see all these things are needed for the Halosa. So let's make them proper with the orange. Place the end of time it's a tapuf and an orange, not an apple. What'd you say? Figs also. It says tapuz. Tapuz is the motto of it. Tapuf and tanach means an orange, not an apple. Christian theology is apple and Eve.
Tapuz is just an injunction.
Yes, exactly. It's a citron. What are the four things that they ate out of my recent eight? Either wheat, the wheat, Morrison had an island, either wheat. Wheat was grew on a tree at that time, fig, esrog, or grapes. Four different sheikhs. So Lamaisa, this is the notion. So we have to do karpah, we have lots still to do. Let's break here. I want you to get going with the Pisces. I want you to get going with the Gemara. If you have the Gemara, let me give you your Gemara. I want you to get going with the Gemara to show you.
Nothing.